Pity is the last thing I want. I don't want people to hear my story and say that they feel bad for me. I want them to hear my story and the things that I've been through and know that everything is possible. My mom had leukemia when I was only 7 and my sister was 9. Before my mom got leukemia, we had the perfect life. We had a place to call our home, we had food to fill us, and clothes to cover us. It was always us 3 girls having the time of our lives. My dad wasn't in my life as a child. Yeah, it hurt, but it didn't matter much to me because I had my mom. Everything in my world was pretty and pink until the news of her leukemia came out. My life had a complete turn, and at that time, I thought it was for the worst. I couldn't do anything about it. All I could do was watch. Watch as the leukemia consumed the best of my mom, her strength and love for life. I felt useless. At the age of 7, I had to think, act, and be an adult. I had to pack the Barbies, the little kid fantasies, and my childhood forever. I started to cook, clean, and take care of myself and the fragile baby my mom had become. I took a deep breath, calmed my nerves, and said, I can do this. I started with something I thought would be really easy. I started to clean. Everything was going great until I started to mop. I would see my mom do it all the time with no struggle, so I thought I would be able to do it too. I went for the bucket, mop, and pencil. As I started to mop, I found myself with one problem. I couldn't wring the water out of the mop completely. There was water all over the floor, and every time I would try to clean it up, the puddles became bigger and bigger. Then, I slipped. Within seconds, my clothes were soaked with all the water that had been on the floor. I laid there for several minutes. I had all kinds of thoughts going through my head, but the thought and image that never left me was the one of my mom, fighting for her life and not giving up. Tears filled the brown almond eyes that my mom loved so much. I missed my Barbies, my little kid fantasies, my toys, and just my life. I was bitter and angry, the angriest I've ever been. I cried all I had to cry, and I said a prayer.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino.
I brushed away the pain and tears, and I got up. Months passed, and my mom looked weaker and weaker. Everyone in my family was worried and already making a plan, almost like they wanted her to die. But in my heart, I held out hope. When everyone else only saw a sick, weak woman, I saw a strong, beautiful woman. And that was my mom, a strong fighter. So we packed our bags, left Denver, and went to Mexico for treatment. The drive was really long, but I still held on to my hope. We arrived in Juarez, Chihuahua. Walking into the roofless clinic made my knees really weak. I held on to my mom's hand, and I said, I love you. The nurse called her name, and she walked into the patient room. My mom had given me a gold crucifix cross as a present before we left to Mexico. As she secured it around my neck, she said,
Esta cruz te la doy como un símbolo de mi amor. La cruz estará siempre alrededor de tu cuello y caerá en tu
pecho. My mom still remembers it well today. She said that she would always love me and be there for me and with me in the brightest and darkest moments of my life. Sitting in the clinic, I held on to the cross that to this day wraps my neck. I said the same prayer I had said the day I slipped on the soapy water when I was mopping.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo.
10 years later, my mom is healthy and alive. Now that I have been accepted to my first choice college in the fall, I really don't think my life had a complete turn for the worst, like I thought when I first found out my mom had leukemia. I feel really thankful that I had to go through so much struggle and pain at such a young age. I know now how to deal with it when it comes into my life. We were recently evicted from our home, and now the 3 of us are living in a room in my aunt's house. I know that if we were able to get through the dramatic turn my mom's leukemia brought into our life, then I know we will also be able to get through this. Many years of my life have been filled with struggles, but I'm finally proud to say that I made it to a point in my life where I appreciate all of them. I think back to when I was 7 and I feel really proud, because if I didn't give up then I know I won't give up now. For the Lighthouse Writers Workshop Youth Radio Project, I'm Crystal Santoyo.